Hey guys, it's Jaren from the Smallcast Podcast. And real quick, before we get the show started, I just want to apologize for the long hiatus that I went on. I'm sorry. I'm still going on these hiatuses. I don't exactly have the time to do this podcast as much as I would like, but I'm making time. I'm having fun recording these episodes. I, believe it or not, am actually having a pretty good time editing these. It's good to learn stuff. Everyone, knowledge is power. But I just want to apologize for, that not producing much. I also want to go ahead and pre-apologize for the audio quality. I mentioned it multiple times, but audio quality, not the greatest. At least on my end. And, yeah. So, thank you guys, everybody, for listening and dealing with me and my stuff for so long. And let's, get in with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Smallcast Podcast. My name is Jaren, obviously, and I have a very special guest of mine. He is a small-time YouTuber, and I've been playing video games with him for about, nearly a year now. His name is Trilobit.
Yo, how's it going?
All right, so, I just want to go ahead and say now that this podcast might be just a wee bit scuffed. My microphone, my nice, really nice Yeti microphone is out of commission at the moment. I tried taking apart right before the podcast. Did not work out very well. I think I broke it more. That's besides the point. This is also going to be the first podcast, 120% edited by me. With the raw audio files, which will be exciting. Have you ever done anything like that, Drill?
Done what?
Instead of putting your audio files into a program for it to do it automatically, have you done it manually, edit your audio?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I edit all my audio and all my footage.
I can't think of the name of the program, but there's a program out there where you can just drag and drop your audio files and it will automatically go in there and readjust everything.
I had no idea. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's what I used for the beginning of the podcast, but I can't think of what it was called.
Gotcha. I just use Audacity and all the little effects that they have, noise reduction and everything.
I also do want to go ahead and get this, go ahead and say this. We would be very, very, out of place if we didn't say this. I want to go ahead and say that I support the Black Lives Matter movement. I believe that everybody should be equal. We are all human beings at the end of the day, and that's all that matters. So these protests and riots, it's what happens needs to happen for people to open up their eyes and realize. And, it happened with Rodney King. It happened with MLK. It is what it is. I do believe there are other peaceful ways about it, but that's besides the point. But yeah, just know that here at the Smallcast, we are supportive of you guys.
I consider myself an egalitarian. That means I believe equal rights for all people, regardless of race, gender, sexuality, socioeconomic class, sexual orientation, all that. And I think that social change for the better is always good. I do want to remind people that the coronavirus, COVID-19, still exists. And if you are going these protests, you should be maintaining a safe social distance. I see these protests going on in my city, and whereas I support them, I personally handed out, I think, 3 cases of water bottles to people in the protests. I see a lot of people not wearing masks or getting too close to each other. Masks aren't foolproof. Please remember that.
Oh, yes. There's a video by the CDC where they show this amazing thermo technology where you can actually see, they do a side-by-side imaging of the same guy when he's wearing a mask and when he's not wearing a mask, and you can see the fumes and stuff coming off of him, and it makes me feel like a disgusting human being. Like, it makes me feel like the animal that I am, and it's awful.
Yeah.
All
We
right,
still,
well.
even if we're bored, we still got to be safe. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh yeah,
I
always.
personally, I'm going out. I'm only wearing N95s and other similar grade masks, and I'm not getting close to anyone.
I actually just ordered one off Amazon today.
Very nice.
Just now that we got those PSAs out of the way, let's go ahead and get started into the big grandioso that is this podcast, I guess. I do have some stuff we can talk about, but first thing I want to talk about is video games. Valorant, have you played it? What do you think?
Well, I actually got it as a Twitch drop. So yes, I have played it. I enjoyed it. I am a big Counter-Strike guy, so I still prefer Counter-Strike. I think Valorant has a lot of potential. It's a lot of fun. I haven't really been following it since it became on full release a couple days ago. I know that people are really shitting on Counter-Strike, but
I have been playing it since the full release. It is a free game, but you can because it's a free game, there's cosmetics, of course, which I like. I like of how it's just cosmetics that you
The
can buy.
cosmetics are kind of shit, in my opinion.
I mean, they're not bad, but they're not necessarily good. If I'm honest, I already spent $10 on the game. But it was just mainly because I like the game, and that gives me more incentive to play the game more.
Gotcha. I wanted to keep with it, but I honestly just forgot. I haven't been playing as many games lately as I usually do.
Really?
Yeah.
But Valorant, I like CS:GO, don't get me wrong. It's just I am not that accurate, and I actually bought Kovac's aim trainer. For people that don't know, it is the aim trainer that like Tfue uses and like Shroud uses. Like, it is the aim trainer. Like, it is literally called the meta. It's great. It has like custom made like firing ranges or like challengers or whatever you want to call them. That like for whatever game that you're playing, I guarantee you that they have something set up for that.
Rust?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Competitive shooting game. Competitive
Well,
FPS.
you heard Keemstar, right? He wants to turn Rust into an e-sport.
Yeah, didn't he say that on Misfits?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I
I
don't
was
think
never
it's
that big of a
esports ready,
rugby.
but I think that would be very interesting.
Oh yeah. What other games do you think would be good esports games? If they just a little more time, they'd be perfect esports.
Esports? Most of the games I play are usually already esports or wouldn't really fit the genre. Like, there's this new game sort of coming out that it came out, actually, came out, I believe, beta. Earlier this year. It's called Deadside, and it really is like a up and coming. I think it has the potential to be of a similar size to DayZ in its heyday as the Arma mod. But it's a survival game, so it's not really going to be esports.
One game that I wish, I mean, it kind of already is esports, just not like actual big esports
Clash
trademarked.
of Clans. Town Hall
God,
level
dude.
11, baby.
Do you know how long it's been since I played that game? It's been like 3 years,
Dude,
easily.
my clan was made in 2014.
Lord.
Yep, it was also the first clan with its name. And it was a cool name, it wasn't just letters and numbers. I'm not gonna say it though, because,
Yeah, because internet.
Yep.
All right. But yeah, Valorant came out. There wasn't something else that came out recently I wanted to talk to you about. I can't fucking remember. Have you heard about the new Steve Carell show
I
on
have not.
Netflix? It's called Space Force. And it's
Oh wait, yes,
I
I have.
watch
I've seen an ad for this on Instagram.
Yeah, I've it's okay. Like, I listen to the Because Video Games podcast, and they were talking about it and they loved it. Like, and I don't know. It's okay. Yeah, it's not a show that I would sit down and just watch over and over and over like I
It's
would
not The
with.
Office, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not The Office at all. They definitely go way into like the whole space thing, because what Space Force is and I only watched like the first episode and I think half of the second one. It's just like another branch of the military where they're gonna put boots on the moon, like actual like living boots, on the moon.
What?
Yeah,
What's
boots
a
on the
living
moon.
boot?
What?
What is a living boot?
I mean, like people living on the moon in boots, in
What?
American
What is this
boots.
thing? What are you talking about, boots?
The boots on the ground, like that's something that they say so many times within
The
the first
fuck are you
episode.
talking about?
Boots on the moon, boots on the moon, boots on the moon,
I don't comprehend.
boots on the moon.
All right.
Yeah, apparently just people to go live on the moon.
Well, yeah. It's definitely an interesting concept.
I don't know. It's definitely not for me. Not yet, at least, because I don't think I've got to the juicy parts. Like, there are some
Gotcha.
parts that I've giggled at, and it's got a good chuckle out of me, but none yet that I've just like rolled over laughing that I would at like The Office or something like that.
Have you seen Justin Roiland's new show, Solar Opposites?
Yes, I have. I am in love with that show.
I think it's okay. I think that it's Bob's Burgers, but with an amazing C plot. Because, like, if you think about it, the fucking they all match up with a Bob's Burger character, except there's no Tina, and also there's the wall. The wall's great, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
Oh, yeah. The
Which is
wall is.
if anyone who doesn't know, it's the aliens shrink humans and trap them in a series of terrariums, and they create a apocalypso Mad Max-esque culture. It's quite interesting. It's definitely the best part of the show.
Yes. I honestly think that the C plot is better than the A's
It
and the
is.
B plot.
Every critic says it.
Like, I wish that that was just the show, and like the B and C plots were the aliens.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what they did with that one episode. It was like Yummy Like Takes a Bear or whatever the hell it was. It's a
Episode
Clickalantics
9. That was
mix
episode
up.
9.
Okay, episode
Yeah.
9. I don't that was the last episode that I saw. I don't know if they do any more of the wall after that, but
I don't believe they do. I'm ready for season 2, even though that is going to be a long way away.
I've heard they started re-release. Oh, sorry, not re-releasing. I've heard they started releasing The Mandalorian again on Disney Plus.
No way.
I might be mistaken. I can actually look that up real quick.
That sounds amazing. I need to get my Disney Plus back. Jesus Christ,
Oh
am I having a
no. I'm
stroke?
fu I'm stupid. It's October.
Oh, okay. Well,
All right. That was misinformation.
what is that, 8 months? Or 8 months? 2 months? 3 months?
Four.
4 months? Oh, it is 10.
It's June.
Damn. Sorry, I can't do math.
No, it's all good. Wish it was August.
Shit. What's happening in August? Anything exciting?
My sister's gonna be born.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's get into you. Like, let's get into who is
Hell
Trilobit.
yeah, more about me.
Yeah, all about you for the next 15 or so minutes. So first things first, who is Trilobit? Like, what do you do? How do these people
Can we,
like?
I'm sorry, can we rephrase that? I don't know how to respond to that.
What explain to the people what you do, your
Oh.
online persona, your thing.
Sure. Yeah. Basically, I do YouTube when I can find the time. It's been 10 months since my last upload, but I got one on the way. However, I frequently do streams on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/trilobit. That's TRILLABIT. I
You can
also.
just plug yourself more at the end if you need.
Oh, don't worry. I'll plug myself more now. YouTube.com/trilobit. That's TRILLABIT. Instagram. I'm on Tril that's Trilobit. TRILLABIT. Snapchat. TRILLABIT. And Twitter. TRILLABIT.
I don't even think I plug myself that much. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I just do gaming content, funny things. I've got so many ideas for all of my content. I also. Little sneak preview here. Not a lot of people know about this.
Ooh.
Last year, I got the chance to record with Zuckles from the Misfits for about 3 hours on Minecraft, and I am going to condense that into about two videos that should be coming out this year. So if you want to see that, just give me a follow on YouTube.
Ooh, I didn't even know about this. This is some juicy information. Damn. Hell yeah. That's fucking awesome. All right. Well, when did you first start YouTube?
I first started YouTube on July 3rd. Well, I made my account July 3rd of 2018. My first upload was July 4th, 2018.
Hell
I've
yeah.
been wanting to do I've been wanting to do YouTube since I was 12. Oh, I hit my mic. I've been wanting to do YouTube since I was 12. Basically, my friend, I was in love with Minecraft. I was talking to my friend about it. He was like, "You know who you'd like? Is you'd like Captain Sparkles." He has an ultra modded survival series, and
Yeah, I love that
I'd never been
series.
allowed to watch YouTube before that. So I begged my parents, "Can I please, watch YouTube?" They let me, just for that. And literally, ever since I started watching him, I've wanted to do it. And so it's really been nice to be able to do it. It's just for fun. I'm not out here pretending like I'm famous or anything. I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That I
Yeah.
mean, that's the way to do it.
I learned how to edit videos and stuff from a friend's father, actually, who did a class at a local co-op. He live edits for Olympics and for Super Bowls, and he's been doing that for like the last 40 years. So it was a
Oh,
pretty
hell
good
yeah.
teacher.
Damn. Hell yeah. That's your fuck. Well, you just answered like three of my questions back to back to back, and I don't even know what the fuck to like. Okay, what is your favorite tutorial in any game ever made?
Favorite tutorial?
Yeah, like your favorite like tutorial, like first level, you go in and it teaches you everything about the game in like either the best way or the most creative way or the most just to you, it really stuck to your mind. Like, holy shit, this is the tutorial. This is awesome.
I'm gonna be honest, I can't really, nothing really comes to mind, but I do like the way that Doom tw 2016 and Doom Eternal just kind of throw you in there, I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like immediately action. You get the intro and then you're in the game. There's not a lot of like walking you through things.
Well, see, the reason I ask is because I was doing research for this, and I actually watched your Trover Saves the Universe gameplay,
Oh.
I personally I've never seen the tutorial to that, and it's a badass tutorial.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't remember the tutorial.
It's the one where you're like sitting in the chair. And you're facing the TV, and on the TV, there's two
Oh,
characters
right. Oh my
arguing.
God, that was amazing. I remember it now. Basically, if anyone who doesn't know, Trover Saves the Universe is a VR game made by Justin Roiland, creator of Rick and Morty. We're talking a lot about Justin Roiland today, but
I mean, I love him.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. In the game, they don't like throw it in your face. You're just kind of in this room and there's like a soap opera on the TV.
Yeah.
And they, in the drama, they describe kind of like what you're meant to do and how to move around and stuff.
But they're like yelling at each other and they're like, why don't you ever like use the right joystick and turn right? Or why don't you ever use the left joystick to turn, you know, to turn around or whatever.
Very creative. Very creative.
I know like everybody brags about, I think it was the Metroid first level. It was like not technically a tutorial, but it teaches you everything within the first, like the first level.
I'm not really familiar with Metroid.
Really?
I've never owned a console.
Oh, well, there's always there's always emulators, my friend. Yeah, that's how I play half my games. Oh, it's only illegal if... Actually, is it illegal? I don't think it's illegal.
I prefer Namco plug and play. Gotta love Galaga, my guy. A little bit of mappy, you know? Pole position.
What was the one with the car?
Pole position.
Was it?
Yeah, pole position.
The one with like oil and like the smoke screen and shit like that? Was that pole position?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about pole smoke screen. Are you talking about the top down one?
Yeah.
Not the like third person one, the top down one.
Yeah, the top down one.
I don't remember actually. I can find that out. I have that one too.
That was my shit. That one and Dig Dug was my shit back then.
Dig Dug is great, but it was so difficult for me. I prefer Galaga.
Yeah, I used to play a lot of Galaga too. Ah, man, old games. Look at us sounding like we're old men. All right, well, fucking explain to me your Steam is Broken video.
Oh, basically, I was in a Discord call at probably 12 or 1 a.m. And we were just kind of hanging out, and he was telling me about how, like, basically in the 2019 Steam Summer Sale, there was a problem because it was a rush job. They made it so you could earn points to upgrade your Steam profile and get like $5 gift cards. But they, like I said, it was rushed. It was sloppy. One of the games in particular, this particular game, Starbound, which is kind of like Terraria in space, if anyone is not familiar.
That's a great game.
It is a good game. I've not played, but I've seen other people play. It can be modded without any difficulty. You can download mods like from Steam, from the community workshop. And one of the achievements to get points was drink a soda in the game. And you can download a community workshop add-on that made 999 sodas from one piece of dirt. So people were just farming points, and he was telling me about this, and he explained it to me, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is incredible. And I was upgrading my account so much, he was like, hey, you should make a video about this. You know, let your Discord server know about it. Because I had been saying that, oh man, I need a way to share this with people. And so I made a video. I was like, that's actually a really good idea. I'm going to do it. I made a video within, I'd say, an hour and 20 minutes. I banged out the thumbnail, the audio, the video, the editing, all within an hour, 20 minutes. Definitely the fastest video I've ever made.
Super true.
Sorry, what's that?
Super true.
Yeah, yeah. It was so fast, dude. And I had it published, I think. I don't remember if I waited to publish it for 10 a.m. the next morning, because that's what I usually do. I usually schedule for 10 to 10:30 a.m. EST.
Yeah.
But the entire thing was done by 3 a.m. And it ended up being my most popular video, right after my other sort of instructional video. It also turned out to be my most controversial video. It actually got me kind of hated in a couple of Discord servers, where there were people following me, because they accused me of copying other videos of the same subject, which I think is a little BS. I mean, yeah. I think anyone can make a video about anything that they'd like. I actually had not seen the videos that they that they were accusing me of copying, but
I mean, Steam, like, it's basically breaking Steam. It's a Steam breaking video. What else? Of course, there's going to be a million of them.
Right. There was
or
a lot.
Maybe not even a million of them, but
there were. You know. I mean, I looked it up afterwards, and there were, I think, 3 or 4 like major ones.
See, like, you know, if something big like that comes out, people are going to make videos about it immediately. Right.
They actually sent people to my channel to comment negative things and downvote all my videos. It was actually kind of crazy. I had to leave the server.
Oh, wow. I had... Yeah. Huh. Well, what a load of bullshit.
Actually an up-and-coming YouTuber server. He's gaining hundreds of thousands of subs now, but, we used to be chill.
All right. Well, we're gonna segue. we're gonna segue into some shit that Florida men have been doing recently. I've tried to verify a lot of these articles. I can't verify a lot of them. So take all of this with not just a grain of salt, but like the whole salt shaker. Take this with like the whole salt shaker. So we're gonna start this off.
I'll take it with Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, take it with the whole Salt Lake City. So we're gonna start with a Florida man accused of kicking chicken like a football player would kick a field goal.
Come on, man. The chicken was probably antagonizing him. You can't give him shit for that.
Bird suffered broken ribs, deputies say.
Oh, what is it? The deputy's business. The man probably just wanted some nuggets, dude.
I'm sorry, but like the way that they put it in quotes, like quote a football player would kick a field goal, like unquote, like bro.
He probably was just trying to, you know, put it out of its misery. The ribs were probably already broken. He was probably trying to help the chicken.
Okay, the poor assaulted chicken suffered 4 broken ribs from the attack. Apparently, 43-year-old Nicholas Kevin Crew got upset with the chicken for the noises it was making. He and his girlfriend were in the middle of an argument while the chicken was going about its business. Crew's girlfriend had become concerned about the chicken's well-being when she called the police. Yes, the chicken has since been reunited with its family, and the owner chose to press charges. I didn't know you could press charges by assaulting a barnyard animal.
Well, it's property.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if, like, he would have to went over there and just kicked the, like, went over to his, the other guy's yard.
No, he definitely went into the neighbor's yard, but let's be real. The chicken was the real, like, instigator here.
Oh, yeah, fuck that chicken. It deserved broken ribs. That might be a controversial statement, but I have a neighbor's chickens that are fucking... They come into my yard though, so
I actually love chickens. I used to have several of them. It's very difficult to keep them from going into neighbors' yards. That perspective, like even if you think that their coop and run is like completely secure, they'll find a way out.
Oh no! Like I've lived around chickens my entire life, but like I don't have a problem with them coming into my yard. But when they sit on my air conditioner, and like. Just and they know they're doing it too, these little bastards. They will sit on my air conditioner right outside my window, stare at me, and then just fucking yell or caw or whatever the fuck they do.
Crow
that they do that.
They've stare got roosters, huh?
They have multiple roosters.
Now there's your problem. I roosters. I've had 2 roosters in my time. One of them was not so great. The other one was actually really sweet. He was great. He was kind and protected the flock really well. The other one was kind of a bitch.
Yeah, I've seen, like, it seems to be with roosters, it's like a 50-50 chance that they're, you know, really cool or they're just assholes.
Right.
Florida man and woman arrested for shooting flare gun at 2 people that were serving legal papers.
look, I've been on the receiving end of that too, all right? Getting served legal papers that, like, aren't even applicable to you. Like, I know what that's like. I'm not going to go into it, but basically...
But did you shoot a flare gun at them?
Look, I'm just going to say that whether or not I shot a flare gun at them, it doesn't really matter in the long run. No one was hurt. Legal papers weren't served. Nothing really came out of it.
Well, when you first said that, like, you were on the receiving end of that, I'm like, wait, you were serving legal papers and you got, like, someone shot a flare gun at you? But now I see that you can neither confirm nor deny that you shot a flare gun at the paper server. Florida man attacked victim who didn't thank him for holding open door to liquor store, deputies say.
Well, I mean, come on, that's just common courtesy. You gotta thank people. You gotta thank them, dude. Like, you're telling me that when you go and you open a fucking door for someone and then they just keep fucking walking like they're owed it, you don't want to just fucking deck them right in their stupid faces and pummel them and then just
not
grind
fucking
their
wrong.
Fucking dirty bastard eyes into the ground until they start bleeding?
You're actually not wrong. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and just give this guy a small little round of applause because he's done that one thing that we have all wanted to do our entire life, and it was just deck somebody in the face when they don't say thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, completely in the right there.
Oh yeah. I really wish this is true. I really wish that this story was true. Like, that's the one that I hope is true.
As someone who works in customer service, I cannot tell you how many times I've just wanted to shove an old lady over and then laugh at her. I just want to say that the racing game we were talking about is New Rally
New X. New Rally X, thank God. Yep. Okay, well, all right. Well, shit, since you talk about so much about editing and gaming and all that good shit, what kind of specs you running? Tell me about your setup.
I have no idea. I have no idea the specs. It's a Hades Canyon NUC NUC. I have a Logitech G600 mouse. I have some kind of monitor. I have a $10 Walmart keyboard. I'm just using a Blue Yeti right now. Headset. Razer Kraken tournament at DJ.
Hell yeah.
Whatever. Tournament bullshit.
Yeah, Razer Kraken, that's the way to go.
Yep. Except now I, one of my, like, six USB slots is taken up now.
Well, that's a fat rip. Do you have five left?
Well, they're all being taken up by other things, but yeah.
Well. I currently only have two, and one of them has to always be taken up by the USB extender that I have, which gives me four more, which they are now all full, which is crazy to see. I didn't think I would ever fill them up, but now they're full.
I think I have three USB 3, and then I have, four USB 2.
Yeah, I think my extender is just USB 2.
I mean, it should be. If it's an extender, USB 3 plugs directly into the heart, the motherboard.
Yeah, I also got it, like, from 5 and Below. Like, for $5. So, can't beat that shit.
Nice. A Goodwill computer store recently opened up in my area, which is nice, because you can just get old consoles and shit for so dirt cheap. I was thinking of doing a Wii series, but then Jay Schlatt started doing it, and I was like, eh.
Yeah. I didn't know that Goodwill computer stores were a thing.
Yeah. Just opened up in my area.
Damn. Let's see what else we got here. You got anything to talk about? You got anything to bring to the table?
Only my good wit and charming personality.
Oh, that ain't fucking cutting it. We need content, damn it.
What's been going? Oh, well, I've actually, over the last I'd say 2 months, I have gotten really into collecting carnivorous plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a big animal guy, big plant guy. Love nature, love collecting nature, if you will. I never thought I'd really get into carnivorous plants because when I was younger, Venus flytraps were very oversaturated for me. I always got the death cubes, as they're called. So I never thought I'd be that interested, but a local nursery had some Sarracenia, which is a North American pitcher plant. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get them. And that was like 2-3 months ago. And ever since then, I have just been spending all of my money on carnivorous plants.
Well, how do you just water them like normal plants, or is there like other shit you have to do too?
It really depends. It really depends on the type of carnivorous plant. And, also within the species, what type? Like, it's like the species have different requirements, like Pinguicula, which is a butterwort. They require a lot less water than the Sarracenia. The Sarracenia, they want full sun, as much water as you'll give them. And you can't use tap water either. You have to use water with less than 50 parts per million. So I bought a TDS meter, which is total dissolved solids. It detects the amount of minerals
Yes.
in water. And so like my tap water is 191 parts per million, but rainwater is 17 Wow. parts per million. So I have to use rainwater or distilled water.
Wow. I didn't know there was so much about water.
Yep. They're usually marsh plants. They grow in areas with, high acidity and low nutrients. That's why they turn to carnivorous. Like, that's why they turn to eating animals.
Yeah, that makes sense, because their water is too fucked.
Yeah, not enough nutrients. And if you give them nutrients, it'll actually kill them.
Did my dumb mind nutrient that right? Absorb that? There we go. Jesus Christ, maybe I am having a fucking stroke. have you seen any good movies lately?
I don't really watch movies. I have been rewatching Avatar The Last Airbender, however.
Oh, what is it like coming back to it as an adult?
You know, it's a great show. I watched it when I was 12, so I don't remember too much of it. But the first season, it's like, oh, this is definitely a kid's show. You can tell you're watching a kid's show, but as it gets closer and closer to the finale, it starts getting really intense. And the second season, there's a lot of subtle hints. They put a lot of effort into the storytelling. Like, for example, Zuko, which is he was both a protagonist and an antagonist, his sister, in the episode where they discuss his past, I don't remember the name of the episode, but I just watched it. It's obviously a kid show on Nickelodeon, so they can't like go out and say this, but there's all these like subtle hints that his sister Azula is a psychopath.
Yeah.
They hint to her abusing animals. They hint to her like, there's a lot to it. They find a way for older and more like in tune audience members to tell that, you know, there was abuse going on in both Fire Lord Ozai's childhood and in Zuko's childhood.
Yes.
And it's really, really well written, and they aren't condescending to the audience, which allows for a lot more intricate storytelling.
There's so much substance to that show, and like you said, with like Azula and being psychotic in the last episode, she has like a complete psychotic break. And because I just watched that recently, and I'm not gonna spoil anything for a show that's like,
yeah, please don't. I don't remember it.
But
I don't remember it.
But but all I'm gonna say is like she has like a full psychotic break. Like it was kind of mine. Like I had to remind myself, wait, this played on Nickelodeon. Like holy shit. Like this.
I'm excited
cool.
for the live action show on Netflix.
I don't.
It's the original creators, dude.
It's just it can't be anything like the movie. The movie sucks so much ass. It made me sad.
Yeah, I know. The movie was bad. I remember it. I think I was sick when I watched it.
Like it was just it was so slow. Like the movement of everything was so slow. And why?
They only covered the first season.
Oh yeah.
They expected. they expected to make like 3 or 4 more movies out of it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
they also covered the season really poorly.
And like I said, it was what really like caught me off guard was the speed of everything. Like the bending itself. It like with the water, it moved super slow, and I'm like, that's not, no, like water bending is where you can like use it as a whip. like super quick, like, you know, movement and shit like that. It's not, you know, it's
right. I got you. So it's been so long since I've seen that movie, I don't remember that much about it, but
oh yeah, I watched it once, and that's the only thing I can remember was of how bad it was. And I walked into work the other day, and my boss was watching it on her phone, and I'm like, are you really watching that trash? Like, it's so bad. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah. But hey, for the live action show, they're bringing back the original creators, so could be really good.
Yeah. My only request is to not fuck it up. My only request.
Yeah. I would have loved the actor for Iroh. It's a shame he died. I would have loved him to be able to come back and reprise his role as live action Iroh. That would have been amazing.
Oh yeah. It's just man, he, God, I love that. The more I think about that show, I love that show. I think he was my favorite character, was Uncle Iroh.
Oh, Iroh's fucking amazing. Are you kidding?
Oh yeah, like now that I've grown up, it's just like a lot of the shit he says, I'm like, holy fuck, that's awesome. Like, this was in a Nickelodeon show.
Maybe they reveal more about his backstory later. They probably do, but from where I'm, oh my fucking God, from where I'm sitting right now, it's hard for me to see how Iroh grew up to be the way he is after being the son of Fire Lord Azulon.
Yeah, well, what season are you on?
Just season 2, I think.
Okay, yeah, I believe it's
book 2, rather, Earth.
Yeah, I believe it's the next one, Fire, where they do everything. And
right,
for people wondering why there's only 3 seasons or 3 books,
there was supposed to be 4.
Well, the way, I mean, I didn't know that there was supposed to be 4. The way I look at it is, why does he need to learn Earth or learn air when he is already an air nomad?
Right.
Like,
there was actually a planned 4th season. I don't remember why it was canceled, but I believe Azula was supposed to have a redemption arc that was a lot more complicated than Zuko's.
Did you ever watch Korra?
I didn't. What year did Korra come out?
I believe it was, hang on, give me 5 seconds. The Legend of Korra, American animated series. It came out in 2012, Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I never heard about it. I just didn't.
Do you know what it is?
I know that it is the next Avatar, a waterbender. I know that she's kind of supposed to be like the opposite of Aang.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just like in the world itself, they have like machines and like cars and shit, and it just throws everything off. And there's like,
you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, and bloodbending gets introduced, which is fucked.
What is, what does?
Blood bending. It's where you can bend the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, blood bending, and
that's
what they use.
That
it
reminds me of.
Reminds you of what?
No, keep going.
They, I lost my, oh yeah, they rely on it a lot heavy, like a lot more in Korra. Excuse me. What's really cool is that there's like a lot of science behind it, because you see like waterbenders like bending the water out of somebody's body and they just fall on the ground. I'm like, yep, that's what happens.
It reminds me of, have you read The Inheritance Cycle?
I have not. Who is that by?
Aragorn.
I have not.
Okay, so it's a book by Christopher Paolini. It's one. It's my favorite series. It basically it puts science behind magic. It has to do with like it uses real world energy, like the energy in your body to create magic. And so there's a limit to what you can do. There's rules. It's not like Harry Potter where you just say some words and something fucking happens. There's like consequences for the spells that you do, and it's really complicated. It's not like heal. It's like you have to describe the types of flesh and the way they mend together in order to heal someone. It's super complicated. And one of the parts of magic is that you can do like really mundane things to kill people. Like it's like a secret word or whatever, because there's a backstory to why words are involved. It actually makes kind of sense. But if you direct your energy in this way, you can pinch an artery in someone's neck and they just die.
Damn. Like, what did you say it was called? Aragon?
Aragon. That's the first book. Eragon. It is my favorite series because of the way that it handles magic and that sort of thing. It's and they they even find a way to make politics like absolutely fascinating.
Damn. I'm definitely gonna have to check that out.
You'll notice a lot of similarities between it and a lot of other fantasy works. I think the important thing to remember is that all fantasy borrows from
other fantasy,
the original fantasy book, the Bible. So there's a lot of elements in all fantasy books that borrow from there. Think Narnia, which is pretty much a copy of the Bible. Harry Potter, you know, the resurrection of Harry, resurrection of Jesus, that sort of thing. Lord of the Rings. There's a lot of associations there. Anyway, Aragon takes a lot of familiar elements and combines them in a very new way for me, which I quite enjoyed.
Huh. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
My favorite book is probably the third one.
The third one?
Yeah, Brisinger.
And who did you say it was by?
Christopher Paolini.
Now, what other shit did he do? He sounds familiar.
Well, Aragon was really popular in the early 2000s because basically they marketed it as a book written by a 14-year-old, when in actuality he wrote the first chapter when he was 14 and then revised it when he was like 20-something. And then he got it published by his parents, who owned a publishing company. So they were able to create a big stir about it.
Now that I'm looking at these covers, I have definitely seen these covers around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was really big because everyone was like, a 14-year-old wrote this? A 14-year-old didn't write it. But I think it's really impressive that he had the idea at that age.
Yeah, apparently one movie, Aragon.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Is it that bad?
It's the same as Avatar.
Yeah.
It's literally the same as Avatar.
That
it's
movie.
Like, it's Avatar, except budget cuts also fucked it up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's that movie.
Like, imagine the terrible, like, shit nature of, like, the Avatar live-action movie, and then also decrease their profit, like, not their profits, the budget by half, and that's the Aragon movie.
Damn, yeah, now that I'm looking at the cover of it, like, I've seen that movie around, and I just thought it was garbage. Well, since we were talking about Justin Roiland so much, I looked some shit up for him, and people that, you know, you may not know all the shit that he's done. He was, you know that show, Fish Hooks on Disney Channel?
Yes, but I did not watch it.
Well, he was the nerdy, fish with glasses and the afro that always wore the green shirt. Milo. No, not Milo. What was his name? Damn it, what was his name? Hang on.
I mean, he was Lemon Grab on Adventure Time, and he was also Flimma Gimma, whatever the fuck his name was, on Gravity Falls.
He was... Oh, there's apparently a Rick and Morty announcer on Dota 2. I didn't know that shit. Alright, so, shit, we've been going for what? How long? 53 minutes?
On my end, it's an hour and 3 minutes.
Damn. Well, yeah, I've been going for 53 on my end. So I think it's about time to wind this down. You got anything you want to shout out? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug? Go for it.
Yeah, so I'm working on a video right now, as we speak, doing it while doing the podcast, multitasking. That it's the most effort I've ever put into a video, that's for sure. A lot of editing. It's sort of like a new style that I'm going to try to work towards. It's hopefully going to be out, I'd say, this month. I'm almost done subtitling, and I'd really like it if you guys would go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think. I'm definitely going to work towards having more of that style content out. Think funny moments montage with lots of editing. And also, I'm planning on shaving my head for my next subscriber milestone, so that should be interesting. Not going to be a face reveal. Not going to do that ever.
Aww.
However, I will be a little bald Aang monkey boy. So if you want to see me shave my head for my next subscriber milestone, just hit subscribe, hit the bell button, blah, 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 blah. You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, all Trilobit. That's Trilabit. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem, man. I had a fucking blast.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this.
Oh
Perhaps
yeah.
I can be not like a guest necessarily, but sort of like a side character in another podcast. I think that'd be fun.
Oh yeah. We are always welcoming people onto the small cast. We need more people on the small cast. No matter how many people are on this cast, it will always be small in my heart.
If I ever get my podcast up and running again, I'll invite you. It'll be fun.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, man. Well, I just have one last thing I want to say before we get off here, and it's we pimp chimpin'. And all right, well, say bye to the people, Trill.
Bye to the people, Trill.
I just want to thank Trill so much for coming on the podcast and talking with me for these past 45 minutes or so. And I also want to thank you for listening. If you were walking down the road or in the car driving, or if you were at work trying to hide your headphones from your boss, whatever, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Like I said, thank you, Trill. I also want to apologize for the audio quality. I have tried so hard to get this audio fixed. You can still hear background noise. The headset that I'm using could have a better microphone. Definitely could have a worse one. Man, that stroke is carrying on. Whew. Anyways, thank you guys. Thank you, Trill. And everybody have a good day and be safe out there. Take it easy.